Shir is Le'ili Nishmas Shlomo Ben Tzvi, Shlomo Fisher, who is the father of Tzvi Fisher, who I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank not only with his involvement in creating and the design of the Beis Medrash program and the Kollel, but who is hands-on and really a role model for all of us of his interaction and his limud in the Beis Medrash with people in the community. Was really not necessarily just a board member, but really a kollel member who was teaching and really giving to the community and enhances the kollel greatly. And there's no better zchus that a person, a kara d'avua, a leg of his father, could be in this world, then adding the zchus haTorah, which Amir Tzah Hashem should be a continuous zchus for his father in the Olam HaEmes. I'd like to discuss tonight the first possible invalid conversion, discussions about Geirus, both politically and halachically, that I think come directly out of this week's parsha. Now, one could really approach the Geirus and conversion sugya from this week's parsha for two different reasons. One reason, which is a sugya that we've discussed, is the Matan Torah aspect of this week's parsha, Parshas Yisro. That the Gemara in Krisis tells us that each and every one of our forefathers went through a conversion process, and that is the source for the steps of the conversion process because of what our forefathers did at Maamed Har Sinai. But we have another approach and source for the Geirus controversy, the Geirus issue, and the possible first invalid conversion, which is from the name of the Parsha itself. Yisro was the first convert that is presented in the Torah. My wife and I have a debate about this. She, a few weeks ago, gave a shir to the woman on Shabbos that she presented that Basya Bas Paro was the first convert. So if that's correct, so then this doesn't work with that analysis. But the first clear ger in the Torah was the ger of Yisro. And the question, and we'll get to the issues of gerus that are found in the parsha itself, but the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, just I'll tell you briefly, it's not on the Mar Makomos, tells us what the Beis Din should be involved with. How should the Geirus process begin, the conversion process? Tana Rabbanan Ger Shabal Iskayer Bizman Hazeh, a Ger that comes into Beis Din and wants to convert. Omrim Lo, Ma Rosh Shabas Iskayer. Why are you here? Why would you want to do this? Iyata Yudea She Yisrael Bizman Hazeh Dvuyim, Tchufim, Schufim, Meturafin, Yisurim Baalayim. This nation, you know what? They're beaten. There is nothing good about this nation. We are tortured by everyone else. Why would you want to be a part of this? Im Omer Yodeani, if he says, I know, and Afalpichen, I still want to. So then, immediately, Miyad, Modino Mitzvahs Kalos, Umiktsas Mitzvahs Chamurus, Umodino So, Oven Lecha Chikhu Peo Maiseroni, Modino So, Anshin Shal Mitzvahs. Omer Melo Avri Yodea Sha'adata Basal Lamidazu Achalta Cheleviata Onish Karis. The Gemara goes through a long list. A few mitzvahs, like a Chechupeya. You should know, up until now, you can eat Chelev, the fat of an animal, and you would not be punished. Now you eat that, you will get Karis, you will be cut off. You, up until now, could be Mechal Shabbos with no problem, but now you will be Chayev Skila, and you will be stoned if you desecrate the Shabbos. And then the Gemara says you go on, you mention a few mitzvahs, and that's the process. The problem is, one looks at the Rambam, in source number two, on source number three, I'm sorry, the Rambam tells us, I'm sorry. Turn on. It's the last Rambam on the source number 3. Halacha Yud Zayin. Ger shelo badku achrav. You have a ger that wasn't totally checked out. O shelo hudiu mitzas amitzvos va'onshan umal v'tavol b'fnei gimol ad yotos hareze ger. Let's stop right there. The Rambam tells us what happens if you didn't go through this whole long process that the Gemara just told you that every Beis Din should be involved with. What happens if you just did the milah and the tefillah, but you weren't modiyah the mitzvahs, and you didn't go through this long list and this whole discussion? The Rambam tells you, don't worry. It's still an accepted conversion, and it's kosher. Comes along the Bach, one of the commentaries on the tour, and he says that apparently the opinion of the Rambam, fascinating, is that yes, the Geirus process is that a person has to undergo circumcision, milah. A person must undergo immersion in a mikvah, tvila. However, that is all that's needed. And in the Zaman of Beis HaMikdash, a person also had to bring a korban. Now we have a pasuk telling us that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so the pasuk tells us we can still have converts even though you don't have the korban, that third aspect of the conversion process. But says the Bach, that's it. Nothing else. Wow. That's unbelievable. The Bach claims that according to Shitas HaRambam, which seems to be apparent, what we just read, and the Bach seems to be right, that a person does not necessarily have to affirm and commit to all of the mitzvos of the Torah. As long as he did the milah, he did the tefillah, even if we didn't notify him at all about any mitzvos, any commandments, seems to be sufficient. That is the opinion of the Bach. And this was, if you remember in, I think, 2008, this was a source of a major controversy in Eretz Yisrael, where many of the Batei Dinim were accepting many of the immigrants and converting them, and there was a rapid conversion, and many other Batei Dinim were very upset with this because Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, they weren't necessarily sincere and they weren't necessarily accepting the mitzvahs of the Torah, and they were just going through Mila and Tfila, and that's it. But that seems to be the Rambam's opinion. And isn't the Bach correct? The problem is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in source number 6, Kolin yonei ager, bein lo odio mitzvahs lekablam, bein amila, bein atila, tzarech sheyu begimel aksherim london. We need that the whole geirus process, the milah, the tvila, all has to be in front of 3 dayanim. It should be by the day, by yom, miu dafka lidchachila. Avo b'dieved, im lo malo talvel, ele b'fnei beis, uba layla, afilo lo tavel l'shem geirus, ele isha tavel l'kerio, v'isha shetavel l'nidusa, ave ger, umotar b'israelis, b'dieved. If you didn't have the 3 dayanim, it's good. Says the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch, chutz mikabalos hamitzvis shema'akeves im eina biyomu b'shlosha. But you can be lenient about mila and tefillah. But the Shulchan Aruch says, even the lenient opinion is only lenient when it comes to the mila or the tefillah. When it comes to kabalos hamitzvis, accepting the mitzvis, you cannot be lenient, and of course, you need the acceptance of the mitzvahs in front of 3 dayanim. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on further. Ularif ulaharambam, which is important for us. Afilu b'dieved, if you did the milah and tefillah without 3 dayanim, it's not accepted. But everyone agrees, even the first opinion, Shitas HaTosfos, the first opinion, agrees that the kabbalas hamitzvahs have to be in front of 3. You get the impression from the Rambam, from the Shulchan Aruch, that this is the most essential part of the Geirus process. Not like the opinion of the Bach. And yet, the Shulchan Aruch also, paskins in source number 7, exactly like the Rambam that we just read. Kishayavo Ageli Iskayer, both Kimacharov, Shema Beglal Mamon, but skip, Vim Lo Ninsalem, skip to the middle where there's a test in parentheses, 5 lines down. Vim lo bad cha akrav, o shalo odiolav schar mitzvahs v'honshin umal v'tavu b'ifnei gimel ad yotos, harei zeger. The Shulchan Aruch explicitly contradicts himself. We just said that the most important and crucial part of Geirus and conversion, that needs to be in front of three, even b'di'eved, and the Geir is not kosher, according to everyone, is by Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. However, the Shulchan Aruch here codifies what the Rambam says, and that even if you didn't check after him, and you didn't tell him about any of the mitzvos, as long as he went through the Mila and Tefillah process, the Shulchan Aruch in source number 7 says, Harei Zager. Isn't that a blatant contradiction? Comes along the Chemda Shlomo. The Tshuva's Chemda Shlomo, and he answers a brilliant answer. There's one word that we're confusing. And the Bach is incorrect. Of course, Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs is essential and is like the way the Shulchan Aruch is presenting, that that's even more severe and more serious than any other part of the Geirus process. But what I read to you in the Gemara in Yevamos is not Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. It's not about a person's commitment and accepting the fact that he's going to follow the mitzvahs of the Torah. No. This is referring to a different word. The Gemara says, Hoda'as HaMitzvahs. The fact that Beis Din delineates and lists a few mitzvahs, like Leket Uchicha, the Skila of Shabbos. So it goes through a process to highlight certain elements of the Jewish religion. That was not done. Beis Din did not do that. And the preliminary process, as the Ger came into Beis Din, like the Braisa explains, that is not Ma'akif. That is not essential. That does not hold back this Ger from becoming a full-fledged Jew. But the sincerity, the fact that this Ger is coming into the Jewish religion and he's not willing to accept the mitzvahs, absolutely, that is not accepted. That's even more severe than the Mila and Tefillah. As we see in the Lashon of the Rambam, on the one hand, the Rambam tells us that if you weren't modiya the mitzvahs, like the Chemda Shlomo saying, you didn't notify, you didn't go through the list. But at the same time, the Rambam tells us in source number 4, look at the Lashon of the Rambam. V'chein lidoros. And so too, after the Rambam tells us the source in Matan Torah, we also apply this halacha l'maisa for generations to come. Kishe yirtze ha'akum lehikones libris ulehistofef tachas kanfei ashchina v'yikabel alav ol Torah. Tzorich milu utfila v'artzos karp. So the Rambam explains beautifully his analysis of what Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is. You know what Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is according to the Rambam? It's not the same as milu and tfila. It's a prerequisite to milu and tfila. If you don't feel that this person is willing and accepting to come tachas kanfei ashchina and follow the mitzvahs of the Torah, so you don't even get to stage 2. Of Mila and Tefillah. So what we're setting up here is the exact opposite of the conclusion of the Bach. Not that the Rambam thought that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs was not really necessary. It was a cherry on top of the cake. It was a nice idea. L'chadchila, one should find out about the mitzvahs and practice the mitzvahs. No. That's discussing specific mitzvahs. But before you even begin the Geirus process, the conversion process, the Rambam tells you, Kishayirtze Hager. There's one qualification to start conversion. Does he want to be Mekabel Mitzvahs? Or does he not want to be Mekabel Mitzvahs? And then the conversion process can begin. So of course it's essential, and that's why Beis Din is more necessary when it comes to Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, because the sincerity is very essential. This idea of the Chemda Shlomo already finds its roots in the Rishonim. The Ritva, in his commentary, both in Yevamos, but even more clearly in the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Samech Ches, Amid Aleph, the Ritva writes a case that the Gemara is discussing of a Ger Bein HaNochrim. So the Gemara, the Rishonim, asks, what does it mean, Ger Bein HaNochrim? This is a Gaish HaBeis Din? How do you have a Ger Bein HaNochrim? You need to be a Dayan, a Mumcha. So the Rishonim say, no, it doesn't mean that the Dayanim were Nachar. It means this guy lived amongst the Nachar and he didn't know about all the mitzvahs, and therefore the Gemara goes on to discuss that he didn't know about the laws of Shabbos. And the Ritva there explains that even though he has to be mekabel mitzvahs in front of the three dayanim, but the hodas ha-mitzvahs, the delineation, listing out different aspects, the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Mem Zayin, that is not necessarily ma'akev, that is not going to hold back the geirus and its kosher, even if we didn't present the mitzvahs, but we know that he is sincere and he is willing to convert. So that is the first issue, which is a political issue, a halachic issue, but many and most of the Rabbanim are of the opinion that obviously Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is something that's essential and required. Which brings me to my next point.
It's clear that the Bach is seems very difficult to understand.
Right.
It seems that what the Bach must have held is that it's possible to believe in the Kabbal all Torah if you're not in the Shlomo Yid. That has to be his deep.
Right. Meaning, how could you accept something that you don't really know? So it's interesting because the Rambam himself in Hilchos Mechira writes, how could a person be mechayiv themselves to something that she'ein la kitzva? You don't know the limitations. So it's interesting you're mentioning this. Just parenthetically, the Beis Halevi, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, which was the Rav's great grandfather, really one of the maschilim of the Brisker Derech, the Brisk Mahalach, the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi has tshuvas. And in the end of his second volume, he has a few drushas that he's marech on a few inyanim, both b'inyan halacha and inyan agarata. So he asks there, he really asks basically what you just said. He says, I don't really understand the whole Matan Torah process. He says, we didn't know the 613 mitzvahs, so how could we say Nasa v'nishma? Doesn't the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira write, Ein Adam Mischayev, a person can't obligate himself to Dover Shein LaKitzvah, you can't get into a transaction if you don't know the limitations, you don't know the details about the transaction. So what are we doing at Matan Torah? Explains the Beis Halevi, a fascinating idea. When we said Nasa v'nishma, we basically made ourselves Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the one exception to the rule of Davar Shein Lo Kitzvah is an Eved. Because the essence of what a slave, of what an Eved is doing no matter what it is. Ratzon Ha'adon. Whatever your master wants, whatever he claims, whatever he requires. So that's what I do. I don't sign on a dotted line, this is what I'm accepting, this is what I'm not. So it could be that's the rationale of the Bach, exactly what we're saying, but it could be to respond, l'chora, what we will hold, is that's exactly the idea. When you sign up for a job, when you become an officer in the army, when you become a soldier in the army, so do you say, listen, commander, I'm willing to be misnadiv, I'm a volunteer, I'm coming, but listen, I'm not Wednesday nights I'm not going to go into battle. You can forget about the 50 push-ups, and I'm not going to clean the toilets. No! The answer is, a soldier is you do whatever the commander tells you. That is what signing up to be a soldier is. So the commander doesn't have to tell you when you're signing up to be an Israeli army, you know, this is what's going to be involved, this is what you're going to have to do on this and this night. That's a soldier. So when we come and we involve ourselves to be soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever he wants, Nasa v'nishma, whatever it will be, okay, it'll be 613, it'll be 612, doesn't matter, it's all an expression of the Ratzon HaBorei, and that's the way our commitment was valid and binding, l'chora. But what this really opens up is an issue that many, many Batei Dinim have to deal with bizman hazeh, which is not only the issue of the authentic conversion, but geirus and conversion done for ulterior motives. If you look in source number 1, there's a Gemara on Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis in Yevamos. The Gemara says as follows, Hanitan al hashichva v'nishtachcha, this is the Mishnah, a person who was living or sleeping with a maidservant, a shifcha, and then she became free. O ala obdes kochavim, or a man was living with a non-Jewish woman. Vinis Gaira, and then she converted. Hareze lo yichnos. You should not marry her. V'imkanas ein motziyim yado. But if he marries her, bidyevet, so then we will not force him to divorce her. Jump to the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara implies, ha, the Gemara is discussing whether or not you can stay married or not stay married. Ha giyoris mi ahavi. So the conversion process was valid? The Gemara asks, varimini, but we have a contradiction. Echad ish in his gayer l'shem isha, ve'echad ish in his gayer l'shem ish, a woman, a man who is megayer because he fell in love with this beautiful non-Jewish woman, or this woman fell in love with this handsome non-Jewish man, v'chein mish in his gayer l'shem sholcha malachim, or another a person converts because he knows he's going to get riches, he's going to be connected to the table of the king. L'shem Avdei Shlomo, whenever things were in opportune times for the Jewish people, which we now are going to question his sincerity, like at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, Einam Gerim. Then the Gerus is invalid. And even if they do convert, it's not accepted. Divrei Rebbe Nechemiah. That is the opinion of Rebbe Nechemiah. Shehayu Rebbe Nechemiah Omer, Echad Gari Arayos, Ve'echad Gari Chalomos, Ve'echad Gari Mordechai Ve'Esther, Einam Gerim, Achi Yisgairu B'Zman Hazeh. B'Zman Hazeh Sakadaitach, Ela'ema Ki B'Zman Hazeh. These people are not valid converts until they come back to us in times of misfortune, or times when things are not going so great for the Jewish people. Then we know that they're authentic. Fine. The Gemara says, Ha'itmar Allah, Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masi Mishmei De Rav, Halacha Kidivrei Omer Kulam Gerim Heim. We don't paskin like Rav Nechemiah. We take the approach of the Rabbanon, and they disagree with the approach of Rav Nechemiah, and they say no, they are all valid converts, even if they come at the most fortunate time when Klal Yisrael is making all the money, we're on the top of Wall Street, and everyone's loving the Jews. Then the Gemara asks, if we hold like Rabbanan that the Gerim are valid, Ihachi l'chadchila nami. So let's then convert them l'chadchila initially. Why do we say b'di'eved they're kulam Gerim? It sounds like we're not going to initially take them as converts, and we are inhibited to receive them originally. So why would we stop ourselves? Why would we not want to take these gerim initially? L'chadchila says the Gemara Mishum de Rav Asi. To Amar Rav Asi, Aser Mimcha Ikshas Peh Velozas Sosayim. The Gemara says because we don't want to strengthen and enhance the rumors. There are going to be many rumors if we accept these converts. So therefore, in order to remove ourselves from these rumors getting stronger, therefore, we won't allow l'chadchila for these converts that we think might have an ulterior motive to convert. This is something very important, halacha l'maisa. You have many people that convert b'zman hazeh, and they do so because the shidduch's got to go through. You know, my mother, you know, we might not be from whatever it is, doesn't matter, intermarriage, that's not going to happen. That's not going to be accepted. This person has to convert. If you're in love with her, but you got to go to a rabbi, you got to find out that this conversion it will go through. So therefore, many people convert. Whether or not they're authentic or not authentic, we have to discuss, but the Gemara's issue of just being Megayer L'Shem Ishus is an issue on its own, independent. L'chadchila, a person should not convert if there is an ulterior motive, even if his conversion and his Kabbalah Samitzvahs is absolutely authentic. What is this reason, L'chadchila, that there is a rumor? Who rumor? What rumor? What rumors are we talking about? So let's look at source number two. The Chiddush of the Rashba.
Overrides even their intentions.
Oh, so we have to get to that. Yeah, but It seems to be from the Gemara. We have to discuss their intentions, first of all. How do you know a person like this has correct intention? But even once we solve that, there is an issue for the Beis Din to get involved with such a conversion, which we have to get to, and Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to that. But that, from the Gemara, it seems like that initially is not something that Beis Din should get involved with, which is an issue. Okay. At the first analysis, okay, we have a machlokas here between Chachamim and Rabbi Nechemiah. Do you accept a geirus for ulterior motives or not? Geirus l'shem ishus, for a woman, for a man, or is that something we accept or not? So why do the Rabbanan disagree? Rabbi Nechemiah l'chora is very valid, especially after we just began this shir, that the accepting of the mitzvahs is essential, is a crucial, is a prerequisite. So maybe Rabbi Nechemiah is right. Maybe nothing here is authentic, and it's all about a love story. So how do we know that we can actually accept these converts? Look at source number 5, the Chidushi Aritva, Perish, the Gemara Gmirla, the Rabbanan Pligar of Nechemiah, Uman the Machsher Hasam Sover, the Neskayver Galev Shalem, says the Ritva, the next line, Abal Hacha, Kaven the Neskayru Vekiblu Aleem, since they were converts, and they actually went through the process of Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, they received the mitzvahs. Chazakahu, we know, the Agav Unsayhu, Gamru V'Kiblu. But the Gemara tells us, the Ritva tells us, that since they will be in a situation that they won't have any other options but to keep the mitzvahs, so therefore, we are not concerned that their Kabbalah was not authentic and was because of ulterior motives. It was not sincere, but rather because of the issues, because it'll be impossible for them not to keep the mitzvahs. Agav unsayhu, they will be forced to, and therefore, we're not worried. What does he mean, agav unsayhu? So the Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, who was a Rav and existed and was killed in the World War II, so he writes in his Tshuvas a very, very difficult psak halacha based on this Ritva. The Ritva is saying that we accept these converts in a time when Beis Din really controls what goes on in the world. We have absolute control. We are on top of whether people follow the mitzvos or don't follow the mitzvos. And because Beis Din have that authority, we don't have to be concerned about the sincerity and whether or not these people will stay Jewish and follow the mitzvos. However, says the Dvar Avram, Bezman Hazeh, we don't have any sovereignty. We don't rule over anything. We don't have a police force. Maybe we have some shomrim in Borough Park, but that's not going to take care of everything. So what unsayu? Who's forcing anyone to keep any mitzvahs? Maybe in the time of Beis Din, so Beis Din would be, when they were able, they would force people to do mitzvahs, as the Gemara says, Kofen oso achi yomarotzani, he does the mitzvahs, Makin oso achi tefetei nafsho, we make sure that he would take a lulav. But now, who forces anybody? We're lucky if we could keep the mitzvahs. So says the Dvar Avram, the whole sugya is not accepted bizman hazeh, and a psak that would shut down all the batei dinim bizman hazeh, that accept all of these converts that have ulterior motives, because we live in someone else's country. We live under American authority, and therefore we would not be able to have a geirus, because we would have to be choshesh, even according to the Rabbanan, about the ulterior motives of these converts. But we don't accept, or many of the batei dinim don't follow this psak of the Dvar Avram, and rather follow an analysis of Rav Chaim Moser, the Tshuvas Achiezer, who also was a contemporary of the Dvar Avram, who died also in the middle of the years of World War II, and really kept, he was the Gadol Hador. Rav Chaim Moser was the Gadol Hador, accepted among all Gedolim. From the age of 9, they say he was like Rav Yisrael Salanter gave him a bechina, and he was asking him a question, and ultimately Rav Yisrael Salanter gave Rav Chaim Moser his own answer to the question he asked Rav Chaim Moser, and Rav Chaim Moser at 9 years old proved Rav Yisrael Salanter with rayas why he was wrong about the answer that he gave to the question that he asked. Unbelievable genius, and really a person who kept the yeshivas alive throughout World War II, Rav Chaim Moser. So Reb Chaim Ozer is really the two tshuvas that I'd like to discuss that deal with two of the issues that come out of this week's parsha. Reb Chaim Ozer is really the main posik that we deal with in Bate Dinim today to explain why the Geiris is valid. Reb Chaim Ozer asked two questions. One starting from source number two, the Chidushei HaRashba. We asked, why is it problematic lechatchila? If we accept the converts b'di'evid, so what is this rumors that we're worried about, and that's why initially we're not going to accept these converts? So the source number two, the Rashba, at the end of the first line, quotes the Shita of Rashi, that he says, Perish Rashi, Zal da'achzuke lekola kama miyu b'shekonos lo yotzik da'amrin lekamon. The reason why we don't want to accept them is because then people are going to talk about the fact that really this guy slept with this woman when she was a guy. And we don't want to continue that, and we don't want to enhance that, and we want that rumor to end. Fine. The Rashba disagrees with the opinion of Rashi. And I'm not going to read it inside, but the Rashba, as well as the Ramban, says that can't be, and they prove that Rashi's wrong. Because there's a Tosefta that says even if you knew it was true and there were Edim, we still wouldn't accept the converts, so it can't be that we're worried about the rumors. That's not the issue. The issue is, says the Rashba, the rumors are that maybe people are going to say that she converted or he converted for this relationship because they fell in love. Geirus l'shem ishus. That's the rumors. Asked Reb Chaim Ozer a brilliant question. He says, one second. Let's go back to the Gemara we started off with. I don't understand this lechatchila. You don't want there to be rumors that people are going to say that she converted l'shem ishus because of this relationship. Okay, naniach. Let's say these rumors are correct. What's the halacha? Halacha is that they're valid. The halacha is that the geir is accepted. So what are you not accepting them l'chatkila because of something that even if it's true, it's still good? Who cares? Let people talk. What, we're suddenly worried about lashon hara? That's not the reason we're invalidating these geiris. Come on. What's going on over here? If you had something, gzeira l'chatchila makes sense. If they're making rumors about something that potentially could create something that's invalid and bad, and that we're worried about the rumors about, that's going to be a mess. But Rav Chaim Ozer asks, I don't understand. Even if the rumors are correct, the geiris is still kosher. So what is the Rashba talking about? That's the iser l'chatchila? Why is the geiris kosher? The Gemara says, Rabbanan argue with Rav Nechemia and say, geiris l'shem ishus kulam k'sherim. It's good geiris. So if the Rabbanan say so, what do you care? Let them talk as much as they want. What are we worried about l'chatchila because of rumors? That's question number one that Reb Chaim Ozer poses. Then Reb Chaim Ozer poses a second question. Let me ask you a question. The Gemara in Kiddushin says as follows. What happens if I buy your house and you sell it to me, and then you come back a month later and you said, listen, I'm really sorry. The sale's not valid. I got to kick you out. You got to move back to Far Rockaway. Why? Because I thought I was going to Eretz Yisrael. I thought my business would work out, and it really all flopped. It fell apart, and I need to stay in Fairlawn. And I'm going to turn to this guy. The Gemara says, Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. I don't care what your stories are. You didn't stipulate a condition. You didn't make anything, this sale, contingent on any Israel potential ideas or anything. You sold me a house. But then the person will respond to you, yeah, but I only sold you the house. I knew because I was going to Eretz Yisrael. What are you talking about? Come on, I wouldn't sell your house if I didn't have somewhere else to go. And then I turn back to the guy and I say, how am I supposed to know that? You didn't make that clear. You didn't state a condition. And therefore, the Gemara in Kiddushin comes to the conclusion, Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Words that are retained in one's heart and not expressed, that is not something that we can deal in a halachic world. That's not something that's binding. Ask the Dvar Avram. I don't even understand this whole issue. I don't understand Rabbi Nechemia. Forget Rabbanan, I don't understand Rabbi Nechemia. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Geiris l'shem ishus. So she has all the ulterior motives in the world. She wants to connect to Shulchan Malachim, to Shlomo HaMelech. Who cares what the reason? But she's not stating that. When she walks into Beis Din, she says, I am sincere and want to accept the mitzvahs and want to be a full-fledged Jew. So dunk me, please. That's all we need. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Why is it any different than the sale of the property? Explains Reb Chaim Ozer, and not only in the Shita of Nechemya, explains Reb Chaim Ozer in the whole idea of Kabbalah Samitzvahs, when it comes to Gerus, exactly what we presented, that the Kabbalah Samitzvahs, receiving the mitzvahs, is essential. Over here, Gerus is the exception to the rule. Dvarim shebelev have a dvarim. And here it matters what a person's thinking. And therefore, right, Reb Chaim Moser, that's what Reb Nechemya says. In here we have an exception that if a person has ulterior motives, so then a person is not going to be an accepted convert. And writes Reb Chaim Moser, he takes it one step further. And in truth, there is a chash even according to the halacha. Even according to the second opinion of the Gemara, the Shita of the Chachamim, it's not that we ignore your Kabbalah Salev. It's not that we assume and we just say, whatever you say, that's what we're going to go blindly and accept you, and we don't care about your ulterior motives at all. No. We assume, under normal circumstances, what you're saying is truthful. And there's no situation or umdana or anything to suggest why you should be lying. But writes Reb Chaim Ozer, even according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, if something comes out to show us and demonstrate that you were not authentic, that you were not sincere, that your commitment was never there in Beis Din, so then we will uproot your conversion. And it's not really uprooting. It shows us that there was never a conversion in the first place, because the prerequisite that the Rambam says, kishayirtzeh. So therefore, writes Reb Chaim Ozer, even the Rabbanon agree over here, dvarim shebelev have dvarim. Just the Rabbanon assume, if there's no other issue telling us that they're not sincere, just because there's an ulterior motive and a situation, a love story over here, that's not necessarily going to disqualify the conversion. But in principle, Rabbanon agree to the idea that conversion without authenticity is problematic. And therefore, Reb Chaim Ozer argues, the Rambam tells us, all of those Gerim that were Megayer in the time of Shlomo HaMelech in Halacha Tazayin in source number 3, Kishagir Shlomo Nashim Menasan V'chein Shimshon Gir V'nasa V'adavar Yedua Shlo Chazru Elo V'shvil Dabar Lo Api Bezdin Gerim Chashvan HaKasav Kiluhin Akum. And then says the next Rambam on those Gerim, and then says the Rambam, V'od Shochich Sofan HaTchilasan Shein Ovdas Akum. And therefore the Rambam tells us in another area that you have to be choshesh for these geirim. Here, the last Rambam in Halakha Tesav, v'ayu bezen agadol choshen lehem, lo dochin osam. This, it could be, says the Rambam, and Reb Chaim Ozer writes from this Rambam, that these converts will at one day turn out that they were never Jewish. So therefore, of course, the sincerity is important according to all opinions of the Gemara. Just, if there's nothing to prove, they're following the mitzvahs, and they happen to have a love story, so b'di'eved, they're accepted. So therefore, writes Reb Chaim Ozer, now we understand the opinion of the Rashba. We asked, why initially are we stopping ourselves from accepting these converts? Because, writes the Rashba, maybe people will talk and spread rumors that they accepted L'shem Yishus. So Reb Chaim Ozer asked, yeah, and even if they do, but the Gerus is accepted. It's true. The Gerus is accepted. But there is something there to be nervous. Like the Rambam tells us, if it's true that this love story leads to a lack of authenticity and lack of sincerity, and it turns out that the Kabbalah Samitzvah is nothing, then they won't be converts. So there is something potentially here that could turn out to present to us that the Kabbalah Samitzvahs and the conversion was invalid, and therefore that's enough of a reason to invalidate and not accept these converts because of such rumors about such an idea. Meaning it's true that if there's nothing wrong and nothing comes out, b'di'evid, we accept these gerim and there's no problem. Aye, but why don't we accept them l'chadchila? Because there are rumors. What's with the rumors? Who cares about the rumors? No, these rumors do make a difference. Because over here, dvarim shebelev have dvarim. Even according to the Rabbanon, they have to be sincere. And if it turns out that they're not sincere, it turns out that they're goyim, and the Rambam says, we're going to treat these people like the wives of Shimshon and and Shlomo HaMelech that the Rabbanon were very nervous about these converts, and it turns out that they could possibly be non-Jewish. So these rumors are actually about things that could lead to something that could Nebuch, Chas V'Shalom, be invalid. Fine. So you see, that is really the discussion between the Rabbanon and Reb Nechemia according to Reb Chaim Ozer. But, halacha l'maisa, until anyone presents otherwise, until there's an umdun and demuchach that there wasn't a sincerity here, and there's nothing presenting to us any clarity that she wasn't authentic or sincere, even if she had this relationship, the geirus is valid. Fine. But that doesn't help everything. Because what about, that's good for the geir. So as long as they follow the mitzvahs, they keep Shabbos, they keep kashrus, so then they're accepted. What about Bezdin? What about those three Dayanim? The Gemara says, L'chadchila, don't get involved in such issues. Why are Bate Dinim today permitted to convert these people that are converting because initially because they fell in love with each other? Otherwise they wouldn't be here in the first place. So Reb Chaim Ozer presents two main approaches. And I'd like to focus on his second. We'll mention quickly his first, Rav Shlomo Kluger. He basically says that this person, if they're not Megayer, they're going to go totally off the derech. You're going to be left with people that are going to violate even greater prohibitions. It's not worth it. And therefore, we get rid of the Isser Durabanan on the Bezdin to initially not accept these converts, because technically they're accepted post facto. But then Rav Chaim Ozer says something brilliant. He says, I don't know if that's necessarily something you could rely on. But I want to suggest something else. And I think his idea is beautiful. He says, you want to know why Bezdin could accept these Gerim, and there's no technical issue with the fact that on the books, this is a Gerus that's emanating from a love story, from a relationship, Gerus L'Shemishas, which shouldn't be good L'Chadchila, because the Gemara says rumors. This isn't a Gerus L'Shemishas, writes Reb Chaim Ozer. This guy and this girl are going to live together no matter what you tell them. They're in love. You'd like to give them the geirus, okay. It'll change the dimension of their relationship. But they're staying together. So writes Reb Chaim Ozer, the geirus is not changing anything. So therefore, maybe there's a full-fledged sincerity and not even an issue l'chadchila. And even though there is a love story, maybe it's not considered geirus l'shemishas. Geirus L'Shemishas maybe is in a scenario where they're only going to stay together if you're Megayer them. So the Geirus is because of this relationship. But if they're going to stay together regardless, they have a civil marriage no matter what, so then what's the Geirus changing? Maybe it's not going to make a difference at all and there shouldn't be a problem. So these are different ideas and what many of the Bezdin are makel based on this tshuva of Reb Chaim Ozer. I'd just like quickly to mention why this is relevant to this week's parsha. The Apiria and Shlomo, which is the sefer of the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, he has a sefer ala Torah, and he writes, he has a fascinating question. We know Yisro came to convert in this week's parsha, and the pasuk says, Vayishra Moshe, Vayishma Yisro, Kohen, Midian, Chose Moshe, Vayishma Yisro, writes Rashi, Mashmua Shama. Uba, what did he hear? Kriyas Yamsuf, Milchames Amalek. Wow. This is unbelievable. What a nation. Kriyas Yamsuf. Then they're saved from Milchames Amalek. And he probably heard about more Nisim and more Nisim. And Moshe Rabbeinu ended up telling him more Mon and all that. Ask the Apirion Shlomo, how could we accept such a convert? The Gemara tells us that we just read, says, we're not Mekabel Gerim, Bimos David HaMelech, Bimos Shlomo. The Gemara says we don't accept Bimos HaMashiach when everything's beautiful, the Jewish people. Because these converts are going to come now, we're going to say, Shkoyach, now you come. Now you're sincere? Yeah, it's no great shakes to be sincere now. Of course, we're on the top of the world. That is a Geirus L'Shemishas issue. That tells us that these Geirus are not really sincere. These Geirim are not really sincere. So they asked the Apirion Shlomo, how was the first Geir valid? He's coming after Kriyas Yamsuf. He's coming after Milchames HaMolech, after Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he answers with a beautiful idea. Look at source number 9. Meisi Rav Yosef, Devayischatin Shlomo et Basparo Melch Mitzrayim, Gairi Gure, Vahalo Kiblu Gerim Lovmei David Lovmei Shlomo. How could they be Megayer Basparo in the time of Shlomo HaMelech? Answers the Gemara, Midei Utaima El Shulchan Alach. You want to know why they were able to convert Basparo? Because you know where she came from? She came from the rich of the rich. She came from a Shulchan Malachim. She was Bas Paro. So we know that she's not joining the Jewish people because they have a lot of money and because they're affluent in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Writes the Apirian Shlomo. That's exactly the idea that the Torah is stressing. Who cares that he was Vayishma Yisrael Kohen Midian? Who cares what he was? No. That's exactly what's validating this Gerus. He was on the top of the top. He was in Midian. He was a priest. He had the riches. As Rashi goes on, they went El HaMidbar, and Rashi says he went from a beautiful area to nothing, to a desolate area. This is what to demonstrate that he was sincere. And this is why this is not an invalid Gerus, and there isn't a question on Moshe Rabbeinu why he accepted Yisro if it was a beautiful time, if it was like Yimei Shlomo, because it's exactly like Bas Paro. That is the first halacha that comes out of this sugya, this parsha, comes out of the parsha of Yisro. Very quickly, I'd like to talk about one other halacha that has many ramifications, halacha l'maisa, which is discussed in the Tshuvas Achiezer and the Tshuvas Zecher Yitzchak. There was an issue. Rabbi Chaim Ozer once went collecting money for yeshivas. He went around, the Gadol HaDor is coming, Mestama, you're going to give a check. So he got, I forget the exact area, and he came to a convert's house, and the Tshuva writes that he was a Chinese convert, and the convert says, the Jew says, I'm a convert. He was telling Rabbi Chaim Ozer, he's going to write a check. And I have two sons that Nebuch died during the conversion process. They were hemophiliacs, and therefore they couldn't clot. Their blood couldn't clot. And however, my third son right here, he is a ger, but he didn't go through the Mila process because his brothers died. Rabbi Chaim Ozer, and he said that there was a psak from a very big gadol, the Zecher Yitzchak, who Rabbi Chaim said was even greater than his, when he was trying to get a shteller for his son Rabbi Moshe. He said, they asked Rabbi Moshe, is he like the Zecher Yitzchak? So Rabbi Chaim said, no. Rabbi Chaim Brisker said, there's no one like the Zecher Yitzchak. Zecher Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabinowitz, Rabbi Itzela Miponovich, Rabbi Itzela Ponovich. So he wrote a tshuva explaining to this guy that it's okay. It's no different than we have in the first source in Shulchan Aruch. Nichras Hagid. A person's aver fell off or got cut off, so he can still become a convert. He can still go into the mikvah. He doesn't have the ability to go through the process of the Mila process, which is one of the processes for conversion. So therefore the Zecher Yitzchak says, so too the hemophilia. Chaim Moser said, I'm sorry, I disagree. I don't think that he is a Jew. It's true that when it comes to Klal Yisrael and the mitzvahs of the Torah, Pikuach Nefesh, and that's Docha, overrides all the mitzvahs of the Torah, but who says he needs to be a Jew? He's a guy. He wants to convert, so there's a few steps. If he can't do so, I'm very sorry, but there's nothing to do. You got to take these steps. You can't take these steps. You'll tell me, why is he any different than a female? Why is he any different than a Nichras Hagid? The answer is because those people don't have the ability. You're telling me over here he doesn't have the ability? He does have the ability. It's just a sakana. It's Pikuach Nefesh. It's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is Dochel Kol HaTorah Kula. Yeah, that's if you're a Jew. But no one says you're Mechuyev to be a Jew. Therefore, Rabbi Chaim Ozer told him, I'm sorry, but this kid is not Jewish. It doesn't write in the tshuva, but I'm sure he didn't get a check. But that was the opinion of Rav Chaim Ozer, and the opinion of Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim, and the opinion of the Sri Deish. The Sri Deish writes that the Pasuk tells us that we have a drasha telling us that we can have Gerim Bizman Azeh, even though we don't have the carbon, and the Gemara needs a pasuk to tell you, you can still accept converts. So what was the rationale beforehand? We wouldn't have converts without karbanos. So if we don't have a pasuk in a case where you can't accomplish the mila, so then there's nothing to do. There's no pasuk. It's just like prior to the pasuk without karbanos. And therefore, Rav Weinberg argues, the Sri Deish argues, also like Rav Chaim Eiser, and the Rav Tzipe Zachfrank argue similarly. Why should it be any different than a kid in a fetus that the mother jumps into the mikvah and the Gemara says it helps for the fetus as well? But the Ramban tells us that later on he has to go through the circumcision process and he's not a full-fledged Jew until he does so. Aye, but at the time of conversion it was impossible. You see, writes Rav Tzipe Zachfrank, even if technically at the time of conversion it was impossible, if there's some sort of possibility, so that is sufficient, and all of them argue the same argument that you need to go through the circumcision, even though there is a sakana over here. I don't think it's halacha lemaisa. I think now they can solve it with an injection of vitamin K, and that's resolved. And Rav Bleich has an article whether or not you can do it laser without the without any blood at all, which is an interesting discussion, not for us right now. But I think this sugya and this issue already comes out of this week's parsha. The pasuk says, "Vayichad Yisro," and Rashi tells us, "Nases psaro chadudim." He was very excited. He was shaking. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Afzari Dalet tells us. That is the opinion of Rav. But the opinion of Shmuel is that he took a sword, the Hever Cherev Chada al Psara, and he took a Cherev, and he cut himself, and he went through the conversion process. So the Gemara tells us that that's the way Yisro converted. However, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, and with this we'll close, that in the time that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, on source number 8, none of Klal Yisrael went through the Mila process. We weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila, we didn't fulfill this mitzvah during the years in the Midbar. Why? The Gemara says two reasons. I'm just going to jump to the second reason. Iba is Ema, Mishim Delo Nashiv Lahu Ruach Tzfonis. Because one of the Ruchos, while they were in the Anani HaKavod, they were surrounded by the Anonim, so the Ruach that was a healing wind was not able to come, and therefore it was a sakana, it was a danger for us to go through the circumcision process. Fine. That's what the Gemara tells us. We're not obligated to put ourselves in Pikuach Nefesh. So what's with Yisro? Yisro was right here, right now. He was converting. Hever Cherev Chada, he did Mila. So why did he do so? But there wasn't any Ruach Tzvonis. Writes Rav Zalman Sirotskim, and he said it over to Rav Chaim Ozer. It's a proof that even though Pikuach Nefesh applies to Klal Yisrael, those that are Jewish already, but if you want to become a convert, you have to put yourself into the Sakana, and you have to be Mavir the Cherev Vayichad Yisrael. That was what he was required to do. And therefore, he had to do so, and he wasn't like the rest of Klal Yisrael, who were exempt from the mitzvah of Mila. What's the Zecher Yitzchak going to do with this proof? He argues. So I'd like to suggest, if you look at the Targum Yonasan, the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu met his father-in-law Yisro when he came. Vayetze Moshe likras chosno vayishtachu vayishaklo vayishalu ish l're'eu l'shalom vayavoa olo. Moshe Rabbeinu went out and he asked his father-in-law ish l're'eu l'shalom vayavoa olo. Look at the Targum Yonasan. V'nefak Moshe mitchus anona yikara l'kadmus chamoy uskid unashikle v'gayri. This pasuk the Targum Yonasan says was where there was gayrus. This was where the conversion was. How does he know that? Because the pasuk says re'ehu. And whenever we have re'ehu, the Gemara has a drasha re'ehu v'lo akum, v'lo goy. Obviously, this is where he became Jewish. He was now a friend of ours. But it says one other thing in the Targum Yonasan. Moshe Rabbeinu left, not his house, he left the anonim. He went outside the Anon. So it could be that Zecher Yitzchak will argue that only inside the confines of the clouds, so that's where there was no Ruach Tzvonis and it was a Sakana. But outside, then there was Ruach Tzvonis and maybe there wasn't a Sakana for Yisro to go through the Mila process. If you look at the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Beloscha, he writes that all of the Geirim, where was their camp? They weren't part of one of the Shvatim. They were encamped outside of the Anonim. It was a group that was outside the Anonim, and that's where the Geirim were. So if that analysis is correct, so then there isn't an ironclad proof necessarily against the Zecher Yitzchak that a Geir must put himself, even though that is accepted amongst Rove of the Poskim. I'd just like to close with an idea of that I saw. We were discussing this concept of Vayichad Risra. Hever Bsaro Nasa Bsaro Chadudim, Hever Cherev Chada, different opinions in the Gemara, what he actually underwent. But the Medrash Tanchuma writes Vayichad Yisro, and it switches from the Ches to the Hey, Vayichad Yisro. What is Vayichad Yisro? He was Nasis Yehudi. There is a connection, and there is something that's interchanging between the Pasuk of Vayichad and Vayichad, the fact that he was Jewish. The Kotzke Rebbe writes, similar to this idea of the Medrash, the Pasuk says in Megillah, we're about to read in Purim, Ish Yehudi, speaking about Mordechai, and Chazal Darshan similarly, not the Hey of Yehudi, but Yichidi. Mordechai was singular, Mordechai was unique, Mordechai was an individual. Just because the other people were bowing down to Haman, were following the trends of society, that was not what Mordechai did. And he was Yehudi, but that meant that he was Yechidi. He was individual. He was unique. He followed what the Torah told him and not what the trends were. And similarly, this is what Yisrael was demonstrating to us. You know what it means for me to be Megayer? You know what it means for me to convert and become Jewish? It means Vayichad. It means that I follow what the laws tell me. It means that I'm not going to follow the norms of society. I'm not going to follow the trends in the business world and in all of the social gatherings wherever we are in the Gullus and do as the Joneses do. We have one direction. We have one navigation system, and that's the Torah. And if it means we're going to be unique, we're going to be different, we're going to be singular, and we're going to be yachid, that is exactly what Yahadus is all about. So the definition of Vayichad is interchangeable with Vayihad, and a Yehudi is a Yechidi. Shkar.